Shabbat Shalom again. Yes. Amen. Just saying that made me think of something. I don't know of any of those pagan gods that set aside a day for their people. From my studies, I don't remember any of them having a special day. Only the true God does. He loves us. Amen? Today's parasha was, as he said, was Genesis 47, 28 to 50, 26. And it says, what he read was, "And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. Well, this week, I'm going to skip clear to the back of the parasha, and I will be reading, or will be studying from Genesis 50, 15 to 21. But first, I need to set the stage. Yaakov died, and his brothers were worried. After all, Yosef was the ruler of Egypt, and their father, Yaakov, was their protection from his possible rage. And he did have reason, I would think. And so the Torah tells us at the end of this week's portion, Yosef's brothers perceived that their father was dead. Smart kids. And they said, perhaps Yosef will nurse hatred against us, and then he will surely repay us the evil that we did to him. So they instructed that Joseph be told, your father gave orders before his death, saying, thus shall you say to Yosef, oh, please, kindly forgive the spiteful deed of your brothers and their sin, for they have done evil. So now, please forgive the spiteful deed of the servants of your father's God. They're really trying to get in. A little tongue-in-cheek there, I believe. And the Torah continues by telling us that Yosef wept when they spoke to him. His brothers themselves also went and flung themselves before him and said, we are ready to be your slaves. But Yosef said to them, fear not, for am I instead of God? Although you intended me harm, God intended it for good, in order to accomplish, and it is clear this day, that a vast people be kept alive. So now, fear not, I will sustain you and your young ones. Thus he comforted them and spoke to their heart. He seemed quite obliging there, didn't he? I read that, wow, that is really, really something. He committed himself to sustain his brothers despite their having sold him into slavery. You know, maybe they wanted some form of retribution. After all, it is quite hard to bear a burden of guilt for the rest of your life. That would be something to have this guy in front of you all the time knowing what you did to him. You know, it just... I don't know that I could live with that. That would be tough. And if that is the case, perhaps Yosef's benevolence may have defeated the purpose of their request. That's kind of what I got out of that. And you know what? That brings me to an old Jewish story. about a wealthy father of a prospective bride interviewing his daughter's suitors before they get a chance to meet her. Now, if you remember from Fiddler on the Roof, the first time I met your mother, he said, the first time I met your mother was on our wedding night. So that wasn't too uncommon. Anyway, each one of the young men who discussed their anticipated financial plans was rebuffed. One said he was going to be going to medical school, another was going to law school, and yet a third was waiting for an inheritance that would come any day. Each eager beau was barraged with a series of questions about the details of his future life, and none had a proper answer. Finally, a young yeshiva fellow came to see the tycoon's daughter. After talking to the young man for 20 minutes, the man was beaming. He proudly introduced the prospective groom to his daughter with the highest recommendation. His wife and assistants were all astounded. What had this young man said that the others had not? The man was still beaming when he repeated the conversation. When I asked him where he plans to live when he first gets married, he replied, "God will provide." When I asked him how he plans to feed a family if he is sitting and studying, he looked and declared, "God will provide." Well, when I ask him when there are children, how does he plan to pay for their education and welfare? He beamed once again and exclaimed, "God will provide." The man's entire household was baffled. Why do those responses please you so much? The man smiled, puffed out his chest, and said, "He thinks I'm God." It has been said in jest that Yosef was telling the brothers, "If you are afraid of retribution, I will provide you with the sweetest revenge. I will be your sole source of support, and you will have to rely upon me for your substance." The Talmud also states, if someone is dependent upon someone else's table, the world looks at him darkly. The rabbis also taught, one whose life is no life at all is a person who's dependent on someone else's meals. And so Yosef was telling his brothers, perhaps, I will not employ physical retribution, but perhaps your greatest punishment will be that your livelihood will be dependent upon your little brother, the one you thought was only good to put in a pit. To live a life dependent upon others is no blessing. So maybe, according to this insight, Yosef may have given his brothers something they really had asked for, the sweetest and most benevolent punishment they could have. Hazak, hazak, benit hazek. Be strong, and be strengthened. Shabbat shalom.